Psychopharmacology, the study of how drugs affect the human brain and behavior, is a vital interdisciplinary field encompassing neurobiology, pharmacology, and clinical science. It seeks to unravel the mechanisms through which psychoactive substances interact with neural systems to influence psychological states and behaviors. This understanding is pivotal in various clinical settings, including neurofeedback, where drugs can significantly alter clinical presentations, electroencephalogram, EEG, readings, and therapeutic outcomes. By exploring the nuanced relationships between drugs and neurotransmitter systems, as well as their implications for behavior and brain function, psychopharmacology provides a foundation for optimizing treatment strategies and improving patient care. Relationships of drugs and neurotransmitter modulation. At the heart of psychopharmacology lies the intricate interplay between drugs and neurotransmitters, NTs. Neurotransmitters are chemical messengers synthesized by neurons to facilitate communication within the brain. When an action potential reaches a neuron's axon terminal, calcium ions flood the terminal, triggering the release of neurotransmitters into the synaptic cleft, the microscopic space between neurons. This release process, termed exocytosis, allows neurotransmitters to bind to specific receptors on the postsynaptic neuron, initiating a cascade of physiological and psychological effects. Drugs interact with neurotransmitter systems by modulating various stages of their life cycle, including synthesis, release, and reuptake. Pharmacodynamics, the study of how drugs influence physiological processes, focuses on these interactions. Drugs can act as agonists, which promote neurotransmitter action, or as antagonists, which inhibit it. The specificity and affinity of a drug's binding to a receptor are critical determinants of its action. Specificity refers to the precision with which a drug targets a particular receptor type, while affinity reflects the strength of the drug's binding to the receptor. For instance, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, exemplify drugs with high specificity, as they selectively inhibit the reuptake of serotonin into presynaptic neurons, thereby increasing its availability in the synaptic cleft. This mechanism underlies their efficacy in treating mood disorders such as depression and anxiety. Extracellular receptors, which include ionotropic and metabotropic types, are common targets for psychoactive drugs. Ionotropic receptors facilitate rapid neurotransmission by forming ion channels that open or close in response to ligand binding, enabling the flow of ions such as sodium or chloride across the neuronal membrane. For example, the gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA, ionotropic receptor allows chloride ions to enter the neuron, producing inhibitory effects that dampen neural activity. In contrast, metabotropic receptors, such as G-protein-coupled receptors, initiate slower but longer-lasting intracellular signaling pathways. These pathways often involve the generation of second messengers, molecules that amplify and propagate the receptor signal, leading to broad effects on cellular function and neural activity. Drugs also modulate neurotransmitter systems through actions at diverse molecular targets. They can inhibit enzymes responsible for neurotransmitter synthesis, disrupt axonal transport mechanisms, and interfere with neurotransmitter storage. Furthermore, drugs may alter the release of neurotransmitters by blocking sodium or calcium channels, competing for presynaptic receptor sites, or directly modifying release mechanisms. For instance, amphetamines increase the release of dopamine and norepinephrine, enhancing arousal and focus, while monoamine oxidase, MAO, inhibitors prevent the enzymatic degradation of neurotransmitters, thereby increasing their availability and prolonging their effects. How drug half-lives influence EEG/QEG and behavior. The concept of a drug's half-life, the time required for the body to eliminate 50% of the drug, is fundamental to understanding its duration of action and its influence on brain function. Following administration, drugs are distributed from the bloodstream to body tissues, a process that precedes their elimination. Most drugs exhibit a linear rate of decline in plasma concentration, allowing for predictable calculations of their presence in the body. Ethanol, however, is an exception, as its elimination follows a non-linear pattern due to its metabolic pathway. Understanding a drug's half-life is critical for interpreting its effects on EEG readings and behavior. Drugs with longer half-lives remain active in the body for extended periods, potentially influencing neural activity and behavioral outcomes over several days. In the context of EEG analysis, the presence of psychoactive drugs can alter brainwave patterns, necessitating adjustments in interpretation and clinical decision-making. To ensure accuracy, EEG assessments should account for the pharmacokinetics of any drugs the patient is taking. Importantly, a drug is not considered fully eliminated until approximately 6 half-lives have passed, highlighting the importance of temporal considerations in both assessment and treatment planning. Dr. Ron Swatsina's perspective on a psychopharmacology paradigm shift emphasizes the need for integrating routine electroencephalography, EEG, into psychiatric practice to address medication failures. Swatsina critiques the traditional Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM, based approach, which he argues relies heavily on symptom management through medication without considering underlying neural dysfunctions. This conventional methodology often results in trial-and-error medication adjustments that fail to provide lasting relief for many patients. Swatsina and colleagues identify 4 EEG biomarkers: focal slowing, spindling excessive beta, encephalopathy, diffuse slowing, and isolated epileptiform discharges that are frequently associated with refractory psychiatric symptoms. These biomarkers highlight brain dysregulation types, such as localized cerebral pathology or cortical irritability, that standard psychiatric evaluations might overlook. For instance, a patient experiencing mood instability might exhibit focal slowing, suggesting localized cerebral dysfunction, which calls for targeted interventions beyond symptom suppression. By employing EEG biomarkers, clinicians can tailor treatment plans to the unique neurophysiological profile of each patient, aligning with personalized medicine principles. This method not only provides insight into the patient's brain activity, but also addresses specific dysfunctions rather than broadly categorizing symptoms under DSM labels. Swatsina's approach complements the National Institute of Mental Health's Research Domain Criteria, RDUC, initiative, which advocates for biologically informed diagnostic systems over purely symptomatic categorizations. The adoption of this paradigm represents a significant advancement in psychiatric care, promising more precise and effective interventions. By utilizing EEG as a diagnostic tool, clinicians can transcend the limitations of symptom-based approaches, addressing the root causes of psychiatric disorders and enhancing treatment outcomes for patients with medication-resistant conditions. Drug class effects on EEG/QEG measurements. Psychoactive drugs exert profound effects on EEG patterns, reflecting their influence on neural activity. These effects vary across drug classes and provide valuable insights into their mechanisms of action and therapeutic potential. Antidepressants. Antidepressants, including tricyclic antidepressants, TCAs, SSRIs, monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs, and selective norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs, induce characteristic changes in EEG activity. TCAs, such as amitriptyline, are associated with increased theta and beta power and decreased alpha power. At higher doses, TCAs may provoke asynchronous slow waves and diffuse theta activity. SSRIs, on the other hand, enhance beta activity while reducing alpha power, aligning with their stimulatory effects on cortical arousal. Antipsychotics. Antipsychotic medications, categorized into first-generation FGAs, second-generation SGAs, and third-generation TGAs, agents, exhibit distinct EEG profiles. FGAs, like haloperidol, are associated with increased slow-wave activity, delta and theta, and reduced alpha power. SGAs, such as clozapine, predominantly enhance delta and theta activity while suppressing alpha rhythms, reflecting their sedative properties. These changes are often accompanied by alterations in the peak alpha frequency and other markers of cortical activity. TGAs show mixed effects. Benzodiazepines, widely used for their anxiolytic and sedative effects, produce marked changes in EEG activity. These drugs reduce alpha power and enhance beta activity, with higher frequencies often associated with their sedative and hypnotic properties. Benzodiazepines also suppress epileptiform activity, contributing to their efficacy in managing seizure disorders. CNS stimulants. Central nervous system, CNS, stimulants, including amphetamines and methylphenidate, have contrasting effects on EEG activity. They decrease delta and theta power while increasing beta activity, reflecting heightened cortical arousal and focus. These effects are particularly pronounced in individuals with attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, where stimulants enhance attention and reduce impulsivity. Clinical presentation and neurofeedback considerations. Antidepressants. Antidepressants are a cornerstone of psychopharmacological treatment for mood disorders, encompassing a wide range of drug classes with distinct mechanisms and effects. Tricyclic antidepressants, TCAs, like amitriptyline modulate serotonin and norepinephrine reuptake, producing therapeutic effects but also causing sedation, dizziness, and other side effects. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, including fluoxetine, are characterized by their ability to enhance serotonin availability, leading to improved mood and reduced anxiety. However, SSRIs may also cause agitation, insomnia, and sexual dysfunction. From a neurofeedback perspective, antidepressants influence EEG patterns in ways that must be carefully considered during training. For example, SSRIs increase beta power, which may enhance attentional processes but complicate efforts to train lower frequency rhythms associated with relaxation. Training protocols should be tailored to accommodate these drug-induced changes, ensuring alignment with the patient's therapeutic goals. Antipsychotics. Antipsychotic medications are indispensable in managing schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders. First-generation antipsychotics, FGAs, like haloperidol primarily target dopamine D2 receptors, alleviating positive symptoms such as hallucinations and delusions, but often causing extrapyramidal side effects. Second-generation antipsychotics, SGAs, including clozapine, offer broader receptor targets and improved efficacy for negative symptoms, though they carry risks of metabolic side effects. Third-generation antipsychotics, TGAs, like aripiprazole exhibit unique receptor activity profiles, balancing agonist and antagonist effects to achieve symptom control. Antipsychotics significantly impact EEG readings, with FGAs increasing slow-wave activity and SGAs enhancing delta and theta power. These changes, reflective of altered cortical inhibition and sedation, should inform neurofeedback strategies. For instance, training protocols aimed at reducing excessive slow-wave activity may complement antipsychotic therapy by improving cognitive and emotional functioning. Benzodiazepines. Benzodiazepines, which include long-acting agents like diazepam, intermediate-acting agents like lorazepam, and short-acting agents like alprazolam, are widely prescribed for anxiety, insomnia, and seizure disorders. These drugs enhance GABAergic inhibition, producing calming and sedative effects. EEG changes associated with benzodiazepines include reduced alpha power and increased beta activity, particularly in the high beta range. In neurofeedback settings, benzodiazepines' influence on EEG rhythms necessitates careful consideration of training goals. While these drugs may facilitate relaxation by suppressing cortical excitability, they can also interfere with protocols designed to enhance alertness and cognitive performance. Adjusting training parameters to account for benzodiazepine effects is essential for achieving desired outcomes. CNS stimulants. CNS stimulants, such as amphetamines and methylphenidate, are commonly used to treat ADHD and narcolepsy. These drugs enhance dopamine and norepinephrine signaling, leading to increased focus, energy, and arousal. EEG changes associated with stimulants include decreased delta and theta power and increased beta activity, reflecting heightened cortical activation. The effects of stimulants on EEG patterns vary with individual arousal levels. For under-aroused individuals, stimulants increase alpha power, promoting alertness. In contrast, they decrease alpha activity in typically aroused individuals, reflecting their ability to modulate neural activity based on baseline states. Neurofeedback practitioners must account for these variable effects when designing training protocols. Mood stabilizers. Mood stabilizers, including lithium and anticonvulsants, are critical for managing bipolar disorder and related conditions. Lithium modulates neural excitability and neurotransmitter release, producing EEG changes such as increased delta and theta activity. High doses may induce triphasic waves and generalized slowing. Anticonvulsants like valproate and carbamazepine exhibit diverse effects on EEG rhythms, including reductions in alpha power and enhancements in delta and theta activity. Neurofeedback strategies for individuals on mood stabilizers should align with the drug's effects on cortical activity. For example, protocols targeting excessive slow wave activity may complement the stabilizing effects of these medications, promoting emotional regulation and cognitive stability. Opioid analgesics. Opioids, which include pure agonists like morphine and partial agonists like buprenorphine, are potent analgesics used to manage acute and chronic pain. These drugs act on mu opioid receptors, producing sedation and euphoria alongside pain relief. EEG changes following opioid administration include increased delta and theta power, reflecting sedation and reduced cortical activity. High doses may cause profound EEG slowing and respiratory depression. In neurofeedback settings, the sedative effects of opioids pose challenges for training protocols aimed at enhancing alertness or cognitive performance. Tailoring protocols to address the specific needs of individuals on opioid therapy is essential for optimizing outcomes. Recreational drugs. Recreational drugs exert diverse effects on brain function and behavior, with corresponding changes in EEG patterns. Caffeine, a widely consumed stimulant, reduces delta and alpha power while increasing beta activity, promoting alertness and focus. Cannabis alters theta and beta power, with chronic use disrupting gamma oscillations and impairing cognitive function. Cocaine enhances alpha and beta power, but may induce neuroadaptive changes during withdrawal. Ethanol, commonly known as alcohol, impairs alpha rhythms and increases beta activity, with withdrawal often leading to spikes or polyspikes. Nicotine enhances beta power and cognitive performance, but suppresses theta and alpha activity. The impact of recreational drugs on EEG readings underscores the importance of accounting for substance use in neurofeedback assessments. Training protocols should be designed to mitigate the adverse effects of these substances while leveraging their potential benefits for cognitive and emotional functioning. Clinical issues. Clinicians working in psychopharmacology and neurofeedback must navigate complex interactions between medications, EEG patterns, and therapeutic goals. Understanding the pharmacological profiles of prescribed drugs enables accurate interpretation of EEG data and informs the development of tailored training protocols. Ethical considerations, including scope of practice limitations and the need for collaboration with prescribing physicians, are paramount in ensuring patient safety and training efficacy. Recommended medication management approaches. Effective medication management involves open communication with patients and their prescribing physicians. Clinicians should review the patient's medication plan, addressing any concerns or adjustments in consultation with the prescribing provider. Neurofeedback may reduce reliance on medications by addressing underlying neural dysregulation, but any changes to medication regimens should be guided by medical professionals. Drug implications for assessment and neurofeedback. Initial and follow-up assessments should account for the effects of medications on EEG readings and behavior. Training goals should align with the drug's influence on neural activity, avoiding attempts to counteract its primary effects. Periodic reassessment ensures that training protocols remain effective as medications are adjusted or withdrawn. Conclusion. Psychopharmacology bridges the gap between neuroscience and clinical practice, providing essential insights into the effects of drugs on brain function and behavior. By understanding the interplay between psychoactive substances and EEG patterns, clinicians can design tailored interventions that optimize therapeutic outcomes. This interdisciplinary approach underscores the importance of integrating pharmacological knowledge with advanced neurofeedback techniques to enhance patient care and well-being.